AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, brought to you by University Electric, Sub-Zero, and Wolf, where you get the best in home appliances. If you want to learn more about University Electric, go to their website at www.universityelectric.com or call 1-888-300-2990. They have a fabulous showroom, so you'd love to take a look at that. Also, the show is brought to you by Hernandez Law Group, reliable and affordable debt solutions, loan modifications, and so much more. Learn more about them at www.savingcaliforniahomes.com or call 510-456-7400. I want to welcome our listeners to the show tonight. We appreciate your listenership all over the country and nation. And tonight we have a special show. My on-the-air challenge question tonight, the on-the-edge challenge question is, multiple jobs, can this be an advantage? We have 7 million Americans working multiple jobs. Can this be an advantage? Living on purpose and not under pressure is what we're going to talk about tonight. So we've got the Labor Bureau statistics that says, okay, we have 7 million jobs that people are working multiple jobs. And women are about 5.2% of that number, and men are about 4.6% of that number. And so we're gonna talk a little bit about why people do that. And one of the major reasons is to supplement income. We have, especially in this economy, we see that many people are trying to supplement their income to make those ends meet. Maybe they lost a great job, you know, back in 2007, and so they're trying to make things happen. But I want to suggest to you tonight that multiple streams of income and multiple jobs, I think a smarter way to go is multiple businesses, possibly, because when you're in the mindset of multiple jobs and just making ends meet, I think you find yourself, and people find themselves, in a rut that they're not able to get out of, and that they're always thinking, I just got to pay my bills. I just got to, you know, get through the next month. And so if you begin to not just develop and get in a situation where there's multiple jobs, if you will, but if you change your thinking and say, what about multiple businesses? What is it that I can do that would create income, creative income? I like calling it creative income, creative entrepreneurship, that can actually put you in a position to end up with maybe one stream of income that's so lucrative that you don't have to do various things. But I think in today's society, I think we're getting to the place where our nation, our country, maybe even the world, but I would say limited to our country right now, that we're working more than one opportunity. We're doing different things that can create these new incomes. We have people working for major corporations who's concerned about whether or not they're going to have a job, whether or not their company's going to downsize. We've seen Cisco Systems downsize 6,400 jobs last year, and so closing down a whole department. So how is that kind of thinking and concern that's in the workplace, how am I going to make sure that I continue to be able to create an income? And so I'm going to give you some jobs that are out there that you can do, that you can create a business out of. But first, what about, how do you create multiple streams of income? And one of the ways is opening your mind, thinking differently, and thinking outside maybe even your primary source of income. Maybe there's some things that you enjoy doing that you can create an income out of. So that's one way. Number two, assess the possibilities. You know, look and you know, maybe do I have all kinds of little business tools, and I like assessing things to see whether or not something's profitable, and be willing to shift. And you know, my assistant, I always tell her, says, you know, we have to be flexible, and we have to be flexible to what's going on in our our work and what we're doing in our business and what the demands are for those that we want to buy something from us. So you want to assess the possibilities and use any related skills that you may have, hobbies, to generate profitable ideas. Freelance, you know, when I got in the business of production, freelancing is something that I just love to do, and I continue to kind of work from that perspective as an independent producer. And doing freelance work, you can make a lot of money, especially if you're in production and you can get different jobs. But you know, think, you know, what can I do? What, you know, you can do franchises. Franchise businesses are certainly one way. We talked about franchise businesses a couple of weeks ago. That's certainly one way to go, and the business structure is in place, and so you really have a lot of support there. Make sure that you seize new opportunities. Don't be afraid to take risks. You are going to take risks if you are doing business, but rather, again, getting into the, I just got to pay my bills, and I need to do, you know, I just need to do a second job, I think gets people stuck in a rut. And especially single moms, they get stuck in a rut, and it's very difficult to get out of that. But reskill yourself. Maybe, you know, for example, one of the jobs that I want to talk about tonight is like CNAs, and that's Certified Nursing Assistants. Elderly care is one of the top businesses to be in 2012, and so really, you know, what's interesting to me about CNAs is, and it's good in kind of a scary kind of way, you know, and I don't know if I should say this, but you can become a CNA like in 6 weeks. And so I'm going, okay, 6 weeks, you know, this is not, you know, an RN. This is like CNA, then you get LVNs, and then you have RNs. But if you really have a heart for elderly care, then this is certainly a growing industry. The baby boomers are getting older, and they need the care. So one of the other businesses that you could do as getting into something new is virtual assisting. It's very popular. Small businesses, you're wanting to grow and expand. You don't have the resources to really bring someone on staff, and so you want to bring in a virtual assistant that can do things off campus, if you will, and, you know, do things when you need it. What I want to do at this time is that I have a guest that is calling in from the Dallas, Texas area, and what he's done, he is an entrepreneur. He has four different companies that he owns, and we're going to talk about three of them tonight. I'd like to bring Morris Coe in, if you can. Hello, Morris?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for coming. Good, good. Thanks for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate you calling in from the Texas area, Dallas, Texas area.
Margaret, thank you for having me.
Not at all. It is definitely our pleasure. Now, we're talking about multiple streams of income, multiple businesses, and what I'm really trying to focus on is not really just going to get a second job to kind of, you know, work your main job and then go to Subway and get another stream of income going, but you've done something kind of unique, you and your wife, and that is that you've developed multiple businesses.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, when we first started, both of us, we worked, I was an assistant principal. I used to teach. I was a teacher for a while, and then I became an assistant principal for a while. I worked for the district for about 9 years. The school district. My wife was an accountant. She worked for Southwest Airlines. And we decided that, you know, we had to try to develop what I call a passive income.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first, you know, the first thing that I thought I knew how to do is just buy rental property.
Right, right.
And so that's kind of where we got started. I looked at real estate as a way to give me passive income, and it gave me a foundation so we could possibly do some other things.
Right, right. And so these businesses that you have the Destiny let me see if I can say this right. Can I get my words out? Destiny Property Management Company. Then you have a preschool, Children of Promise, and then you have a Grace Foundation that gives back to the community, and we'll get into that later in the show. But we talked a little bit earlier, and you shared that the Destiny property was really the foundation that you needed to be able to branch off into these other areas. And what I like to say is that it's not totally common that couples go into multiple businesses and say, hey, I think we can do it all. I think we can do your dream and do my dream and then make it successful. But you and your wife were able to do that.
Yeah, we were. We, you know, I laugh. We get teased a lot by the people that are close to us. Her mother and her sister would say, oh, man, you guys were a match made in heaven. You guys are just alike. But, you know, we wanted to do certain things, and my wife and I have, you know, kind of different interests. And I just believe that couples can go after their dreams, both of them. I don't think that a relationship should be one of compromise. I think it should be one that both people can kind of find out, you know, find something that they really love and go after it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's an amazing thing to be able to say. So those of you that are out there across the nation and you have a spouse or partner who is an entrepreneur, the entrepreneur's person sometimes is often misunderstood, or that you're a dreamer. And I've said this on the show before, dreamers are the ones that you work for. So if you're the ones that are saying, you know, don't do this, you know, it'll never happen, or you're dreaming too big, or your vision is too big. The truth of the matter is if you're working for a company, the person who had the courage to stand up and say, I want to do something different, I want to start a company, you're working for a dreamer. You're working for someone who decided that their passion and what they needed to do it just had to be done. They had to take the risks. And it's not an easy road to tread, you know. So when I talk about owning your own business and being your own boss, I think that is important in this time, in the age that we live in, because I think you have more job security as you go on and you build your company successfully. There's a smart way to do that, but you're working for dreamers. Real quick, another area that you could build a business in is if you're a writer. Writing is an absolutely fantastic way to be able to earn additional income and build from. You could write service level agreements. You can write for publications and articles online. Writing is so popular, and you get paid for it, and you develop this new stream of income. And so if you are wanting to do something different, we got Morris here who's sharing with us that it is possible. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what he's done, the multiple jobs. Is this an advantage? Can we bring something out of it than just paying our bills? We'll be back in a little bit. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge.
No words, but tears won't make any room for mourning. Don't hurt.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
You're working that out. You are sick. You are a sick man. Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Nothing like coming back into your show with a little bit of Prince. I tell you, that took me back. Kevin is an interesting producer. I love what he's doing with the show. You're funny. Thank you so much, Kevin. Keeping it real here at Business on the Edge. We are talking about multiple jobs versus multiple businesses. Is there an advantage? And I think there is. I think the advantage is creating multiple businesses versus jobs put you in a different mindset of moving into a career, moving into something long term, rather than coming home every night and just being frustrated with having another job that you actually hate. You know, people are working jobs that they do not like, and I think that's just a sad way to exist. I'm so strong in believing that you are designed for something. You are created for a specific use, and so if we can get that out of you, but the way that that's going to happen is that you first have to make a decision for that to happen, because we want whatever that value is for you to participate, whether it's in your community, whether it's in the business world, give that, you know, live the best life ever. You know, our tagline for Business on the Edge is live life on purpose. And incidentally, our phone lines are open. If you want to call in at 800-516-1220. That's 800-516-1220. And we just launched our Business on the Edge splash page, so you can connect with us on businessontheedge.biz, or you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, or tweet me at businessontheed, and I will respond to you. Any questions, anything that you want to do to advance your future, that's why I'm here, and this is what we're doing. We have Morris Coe, our guest tonight, calling in from the Dallas, Texas area, who with his wife Jackie Coe, they have created multiple businesses, streams of income, that it's not just working different jobs, but this is working the businesses, the dreams that they have put together. And so real estate was the initial foundation. It afforded these other ventures, and Morris, you were talking about, it took a long to establish. It took a little while. How long did that actually take for that foundation to be built so you could move into something new?
Well, I think it took me probably around 10 to 12 years to kind of establish the type of foundation to have enough properties to that brought enough income in so that I would feel comfortable enough to go into something else and to have enough revenue to sustain my family.
Right, because you, your wife, and you have four children, so that it takes a lot of courage to walk away from a sure thing, like being a principal, like being an accountant for Southwest Airlines. This is not the norm. People are typically getting into additional jobs because they're trying to supplement income, but you guys really did something that was unconventional by stepping out.
Well, that it was really nerve-wracking to walk away from a job. We made pretty good incomes with both of those positions, and you know, I really appreciated those positions. We learned a lot while we were there.
Right.
The principalship kind of allowed me to feel comfortable about buying a school or daycare center, and so I felt like it was something that I actually loved, and I felt like that it's something that I could actually do.
Right.
And
right.
So, but like you said, kind of walking away from that security is tough, but I knew it was necessary because I didn't have enough time to run the properties, do the property management, and then run my daycare center and also run the school with the district. So I decided to follow my dreams and just focus on what I really wanted to do and with my life.
Right.
And so I had to make a decision to kind of walk away from that position. But it's been a good position. I mean, good decision. I think it's been good for me. I feel like I'm, you know, kind of building a legacy for my children.
Right. Right. Well, one of the things that when we come back from our break, we're going to talk a little bit about the preschool. This is another venture that is doing something to change the lives of children. So we want to talk a little bit about that. You are listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This is Bay Area's business leader.
Now, back to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. We need a little bit of respect. Thank you, Aretha Franklin. We're talking about multiple jobs, multiple streams of income, really a must in today's world, especially if you're living in California or New York. These are really high-dollar places to live in. But multiple jobs versus multiple businesses. And so we have our guest tonight, Morris Coe, from the Dallas, Texas area, entrepreneur, and has managed with his wife to develop four different businesses. And again, these are not jobs, these are businesses, having done that, creating multiple streams of income. And so, Morris, you guys, you bought, you know, coming out of the last segment, we talked about a little bit, you buying a preschool, you bought a preschool, Children of Promise, and this really comes out of your background as a educator, as a teacher. You're a science math guy and did that and then became assistant principal. So now you've made this transition to your preschool. How is that working out? And you're doing very different things. This is amazing stuff.
Well, it's working out great. I mean, I really enjoy what I'm doing, especially with the preschool. You know, I love children. I mean, when I come in the school building every day, the children just light up and they say, "Hey, Mr. Cole." And that gives me a wonderful feeling, and you know, I know that they're happy, and I know that they're learning. But you know, it's something that I enjoy doing. It's something that I'm kind of used to doing, working with teachers and trying to help them develop and become the best that they can be in this profession. And so, and then working with parents and different things. So it was something that was really easy for me to do.
Right. Now you're preparing the kids for kindergarten, first grade. Do you ever have kids that maybe there's some challenges? And, for example, children who are autistic or children that are coming in, how does your child care, if you bring someone like that into the system, how do you work with other children if there's some sort of challenge?
Well, first of all, what we try to do here at Children of Promise is to keep our teacher-student ratios low. And we just do that just by, you know, if we need to, hiring more teachers. Matter of fact, we do have one autistic child in our building right now, and it took a few weeks for him to get kind of used to us, and he's not real severe, but you know, initially, you know, he would come in when he wasn't using, he would make a lot of noise, and it would be a big distraction. But our teachers were patient, and you know, we just kind of planned, you know, for him, and you know, work with the parent and work with the elementary school, because he goes there a half a day as well.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just like, you know, you can't really tell that he's in the building now, and he works with the class, and it's just normal. If you were to visit our school, you just wouldn't know who that child was unless I pointed him out.
Right, right.
And go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, what I was going to interject here is that there are, and again, we're talking about careers also that you can develop outside of the normal jobs. And so there are some people that work with autistic children that would can work with them prior to coming into some sort of a structured environment. We know that kids with challenges, sometimes they need extra care. And so when you're dealing with these different jobs or career fields, we want you to think about working in areas that fit what you like or what you want to do. And when we come back from our break, we're going to bring in a caller that's doing just that and let them chime in a little bit on what Morris is talking about. You are listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Thanks for listening to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking about multiple streams of income, and we're going to bring our caller in Monday from Chicago. Hello, Monday.
Hello.
How are you? We are talking to Morris Coe in Dallas in regards to his preschool. Now, he has multiple streams of income, and you actually work in the child care industry as well, and you work with autistic children.
That is correct.
And is Morris on the line? Can we bring him in as well? Bring Morris in. Okay, Morris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. Morris, I'm not sure if you remember Monday, but you went to school with her, and she's working in the same industry as you are. And so this is a surprise caller for you tonight. So say hello.
Hey, Monday.
Hey, Morris. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful. Thanks.
So now, Monday, you're working in the child care. So how do you, you know, prepare your kids to go into a system that, say, Morris has for the preschoolers?
Well, we work one-on-one. I work one-on-one with each kiddo and prepare them as well as their parents to get ready for that transition into the school system. I work with them until they turn 3 years old, and so then we will help them get into the daycare and or the preschool that the families are looking to get into.
Right, right. Now, Morris, is in the Dallas area, when you bring in students with challenges, is there a system there that parents are able to connect with regards to something like that, or is it just, you know, they come into your school and then you work with them there?
You know what, I'm not a system that I'm really familiar with. When I talked about that one particular child, we just kind of met with the parents and met with the school and kind of partnered with them in a sense.
Fantastic.
And tried to get to know the child
sure.
the best way we could.
Fantastic.
I think a lot of times it's the attitude of the people that are working with the child, and you know, they just have to be really patient, and then sometimes it takes a little time, you know, where to the child has to get used to the environment, which has happened.
Right. Right. And that's the fantastic thing. Monday, thank you for calling in. We appreciate that. We're gonna move to your third business is the Grace Foundation. That was really as you would put it, your wife's heart. And so we're going to talk a little bit about this because this is a very tender part, sensitive part. You lost your wife last year around this time, latter part of this month. But the Grace Foundation is really giving back to the community. It is where you feed the kids in the summer that cannot afford or low-income kids. And as I recall, you feed about 1,500 kids a day.
Yes, we do. And yes, that was something that my wife established. She established the Grace Foundation, and she started us with the summer feeding program. It's a great program. USDA and Texas Agricultural Department realizes that children there are, and I realize as well that children during the school year, you know, have nutritional meals, and sometimes some children in the summertime don't have those meals, don't have an opportunity to have those meals, and this is something that organizations are able to do and partner with the state and the federal government to be able to pass out lunches and provide lunches for children at parks or recreation centers or churches or anywhere that they can get close to the children within walking distance.
Right, right. Now, you work with over 25 different organizations. How many different sites are there? Are you going to?
Well, just last year, we had about 20 sites, and they were in different locations. I mean, you know, we partnered with churches. We partnered with recreation centers and city parks and recreations and different places where the children could easily get to and pick up a lunch every day.
Right. Now, you and your wife, and I want to say this to our listeners out there, and I really wanted to save this to the last of the show and towards the end to be able to talk about the Grace Foundation. And sometimes we lose people, and they have given such a great work, and we don't know to recognize them. And we want to recognize tonight Jackie Cole for the gift that she's given to children with her and her husband to feed children. Somebody, if you're in the Dallas, Texas area, that someone probably fed your child if you were in their locations. And we want to thank Jackie and the Cole family, Morris Cole, for having the wherewithal to put something together that would be special. Real quick, I want to bring in Dwayne from Los Angeles. Let's bring him in.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, Dwayne. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. How are you doing?
Good, good, good.
Good.
And so we're talking to Morris Cole in Dallas. And so giving back is a big deal. So what would you like to share with Morris in terms of what you've been hearing tonight?
Morris, man, listen, I was a single parent as well for a long time, about 10 years, so I understand what you've gone through, not with losing a wife, but a whole totally different story, so I know what the challenges are. I had three kids, and, you know, it's funny, you mentioned your wife worked for Southwest Airlines, so did I, but a long time ago in Los Angeles at LAX.
Okay.
I don't know if our paths have crossed, I'm not sure when, how long ago it was, but I think what you're doing is fantastic, and having, you know, your dynamic, your family dynamic, and looking to make those multiple streams of income is a very unique and very innovative way of thinking, especially since you have the children to take care of and
right.
out and everything else like that. And I also commend you on walking away from job security, because basically what you and your wife had was that. But it takes a lot of courage to do that when you're able to walk away from those, you know, your job security, and then expound on your dreams and create and become an entrepreneur and be your own business, because that's what I've done. I've written a book, and I've walked away from property management as well, a six-figure income that was comfortable, to say, you know what, I'm going to follow my passion, dreams, put everything into it. I mean, day and night, money, time, and get my book writing as a business.
Right. We're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back, but we're going to talk a little bit more, and we want to celebrate the unsung heroes in Dallas, Texas. You're listening to AM 1220, KDOW, Business on the Edge, Bay Area's business leader. So darling, darling,
stand by. This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220, KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking to Morris Cole, entrepreneur in the Dallas, Texas area. And we were talking about the Grace Foundation, the heart of his wife, losing his wife almost a year ago, and giving back to the children, unsung heroes. We want to acknowledge, and we want to say thank you across the nation to your wife, Jackie Cole, and what you've done and what you've done together for the community of in your Texas area. So, Morris, what I'd like to kind of have you talk a little bit about, we're going to wrap up here in a few minutes, but we want here at Business on the Edge to say salute your wife, salute what she's done, and how we can give back, and how, if you want to give to this, to the Grace Foundation, you can certainly go to Morris's website at www.morriscoe.com. WS. And WS is a all-purpose website, so you'll see all of his businesses on each page, and you can click through to whichever business that you're interested in. But the Grace Foundation, if you give to that, you're certainly going to help feed some children this season. Morris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so what are things that we can do to help give back and really make your wife's memory very special throughout the nation? We don't get to learn about people like your wife, and so we really are wanted to make sure we do that tonight.
Yes. Jackie was, I mean, she loved children, and she worked very hard, and, you know, first of all, at home and with us. I don't know how to say it, but she was an incredible woman. I know a lot of people know my wife. She did a lot of work at our church, and she was loved by a lot of people here in Dallas, and really across. She's from Mississippi and lived in Chicago. I just want to just say that I really miss my wife, and some of the things that she's done, it was incredible in her support of my dream,
right.
And the things that that we were able to accomplish together, she's greatly missed.
You know what? We thank you, Jackie Cole, and we thank you for your contribution to society, to this world. Well done, and we appreciate that. And I want to go out a little early. Do you have that ready for me? We're going to take you out a little early on the show. And Morris Cole and to Jackie Cole, this is for you. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
About you, honey.